Welcome to the Fit Chicks Chat Podcast, where we talk all things fitness, nutrition, and wellness for women to help you live your healthiest and fiercest life inside and out. And now, your hosts, Laura Jackson and Amanda Quinn.
Hello, and welcome to today's episode of Fit Chicks Chat. My name is Laura Jackson, and I am rolling solo today for our business podcast. Now, I had an interview lined up, but I'm going to save that for a future week. So what I'm actually going to do is I'm going to respond to some awesome questions that I had coming in. Sorry, guys, I'm a little bit sick too. But As many of you guys know, we run a super fierce program called the Fitness and Nutrition Expert Program, and we have our next one coming up September 26th. But in this group, we have a ton of women who are just starting in their journey of creating their own fitness businesses. And it's a super exciting time, but I know it can be a super stressful time. So what I did was I put out some questions to them, because I know a lot of you listening are probably in the same boat, and said, "Okay, guys, I want you to ask me your top questions that, like, from my experience, that you would ask me to help you build your businesses or even just understand a little bit more about, you know, what it's like." So I picked three of them for us to go through today, and I think it's going to be super fun. So question numero uno is from Sarah, and she asked me, what would be the one piece of advice that you would give to somebody who is just starting their business? So just to give you a little bit of context, so Sarah, she has been teaching. She has a few clients, personal training clients, and she got certified. She's loving working in this industry, and she just wants to grow, right? And the thing is that so many times when we first start out, we spend so much time focusing on learning our craft and getting really good at it, which is awesome because we have to do that too. But we tend to forget about the business building side, right, guys? If you agree with me, I know some of you are probably nodding your heads right now. And even for me, that's pretty much what happened, you know, with Fit Chicks. At the very beginning, I was just so concentrated on, you know, really becoming a really great fitness instructor. And also just really trying to make sure I was creating programs that were awesome. So this was, in a sense, my testing phase. Okay, so that was, yes, while that was great, I do wish that I would have started thinking like Sarah is about, okay, how do I build my business now, right from the jump? So the one piece of life advice that I would have when it comes to building your business, well, actually, I probably have two. I have a lot, but I'm trying to pick the top ones. The first one would be 100% would be get really clear on who you want to work with and what you want to do. So that's kind of a two-part answer, but I find with so many people who are in fitness, even if they've been working in fitness for years, they're trying to serve everybody. They just say, okay, yeah, I'm a personal trainer. I train men, women, kids, elderly. Basically, they think in their minds, I just want to get bodies in my class, bodies on my personal training roster. So whoever I literally can get in, I will take. But that leads to a lot of problems, okay? That leads to a lot of problems because, number one, you're going to totally get clients that you don't want to work with. And there's nothing worse than creating an amazing business you love and having clients you cannot stand. And believe me, I know because I've been there. So that's the first thing. You want to make sure that you're getting really clear on who you want to work with. Also, secondly, when it comes to who, you also want to dial it down because it's going to make your marketing and your voice in this industry a lot clearer. So what I mean by that is that, you know, again, when we're saying, okay, I just am a personal trainer or group fitness and I help everybody, well, then your marketing, it's really hard to write your marketing or to write your messaging or to start to build, you know, your Facebook group, because training, let's say, women who have just had a baby versus training women who are in university versus training men who are, you know, 55 and over, they all have totally different needs and they're all going to be interested in totally different content. So again, it's very, very hard to write your marketing. So once you get clear, like, okay, for example, with Fit Chicks, I was like, well, Amanda and I were like, okay, we want to help women who are in the ages, our age was a little broad, we've dialed it down, but at that point it was ages 25 to 55, but it was women only, and we want to make sure it was for women who were of all levels. So again, it was broad, we started to dial it down, but it was for women of all levels, because we wanted our classes to be really inclusive, and we wanted them to be challenging for all levels. So when we created Fit Chicks, we created our programming, so it was a leveled program. So there was a level one option, level two, level three, and it was for women only, and we created our brand, and our speak was very clear about who we were. So as we've grown as a business, we started to dial that in a lot more, but that was pretty much, we knew from the beginning, okay, who do we want to work with? We want to work with women only, and we want to work with women between the ages of 25 and 55. Oh, and the other thing, we made a decision very early on that we did not want to train anyone who was pregnant, because that was... for us, it's not our area of expertise, and it was just too high risk. So that was something else. So it was women who are not pregnant, 25 to 55, and yeah, it were, could be part of something that was for all levels. So that was our who. So that's the first part of it. I say, when you're first starting out, get clear, sit down, take the time, write, just who pumps you up when you work with them? Like when you work with somebody, what excites you? I have some clients and some students who they absolutely love working with kids. That's what they want to be. They want to be an activity coach and a trainer with teenagers. Or I have other clients who they're females, but they only train men. And that's what really pumps them up. So just figure out who it is that you really want to work with. And then dial it down to like what age group, what do you want to help them with, that kind of stuff. So the second part of that is who you want to work with, and then what do you want to provide to them? So what result do you want to get for them? So is it weight loss? Is it muscle building? Is it you want to get them active again? And this is going to really help too with providing your programming. So the what kind of goes into two parts, I guess. It's, what result do you want to get them, and also what do you want to provide them with? So again, as a personal trainer, as a group fitness instructor, it can be very easy just to be like, I just teach group fitness classes, or I just do personal training sessions. But if you know that you want to get somebody, let's say a weight loss result, that's not going to happen in one session. So how are you going to deliver on that result? Well, what you're probably going to do is create a program that is maybe 8 weeks. It's fitness, it's nutrition. They're going to purchase it. They're going to follow you through workouts throughout that 8 weeks and so forth. So getting clear on those two things will save you so much time and money in the long haul, because you're going to get very focused in on what you want to do. So who you want to work with, and what you want to, what result you want to get them, and what you want to offer. So that would be my one piece of advice going back. We did do that, not even knowingly that we were necessarily doing it, but we started to get very clear early on. And I truly believe that that's what helped our growth, was that while everyone else was trying to talk to everybody, we were dialing it down and trying just to talk to one group. And the more dialed down you can get, we call it in Canada the niche, in the States the niche. The more you can dial it down, and the more you can find your little niche of who you help, and the more specific you can be, the easier it's going to be for you to grow. So we get clear on that. Okay, so my second question was from Toby, and Toby asked me, what was the biggest mistake that you made during your business journey? So Fit Chicks has now been in business for 10 years. So that is kind of, I've made a lot of mistakes. Let's just be honest here. And anyone who tells you that in business they haven't made mistakes, then they are lying to you. Because this, when you're opening your own business, it doesn't come with a rule book. It's not like, okay, I know that I'm going to move up this ladder. Progress is not linear. It's a big squiggly line. You're kind of all over the place. Sometimes you feel like on top of the world, and sometimes you feel like you're totally failing. And to be honest, I still feel that. And I've been doing this for 10 years. I just can ride the waves a little bit more. And I don't stress out about things the way that I used to, because I understand that when something goes wrong, it doesn't mean you failed. It just means that that strategy is not working. So you need to look for a different strategy. And when you flip your mindset to that, it makes it so much easier to kind of digest the things that didn't work. Because for me, I'm a real people pleaser. So And I'm a perfectionist, so when things go right, which pretty much we all do. But when things go wrong, I used to take it so personally, like, oh my God, why can't I do this? What's wrong with me? I'm not good enough. And by flipping that script in your mind and switching it to being one of like, okay, it's not me. It's just the strategy that I chose is not working. So I'm going to pick a different strategy. And then you're like, okay, let's try something new. And it takes that pressure off of you and kind of puts it on the strategy. So that's kind of my preframe to my big mistake. I would say my big mistake is not going online earlier. So we have had our online programming for now about 4 years, I believe. However, I just wish we would have jumped in really early on. So I had a friend of mine, his name was Lee, and he was from Australia, and he was getting into videography. So he was really into like filming stuff. And it was just when kind of like the reality shows were really hot and YouTube started becoming big. And he was like, I think you and Amanda would be amazing on YouTube. Like, we should create you this YouTube channel. We can do all this cool content, all these cool videos. And I remember being excited about it, but I was just like, oh my God, it's just so much time and so much work. And I was already doing so much with FitChicks and trying to grow it that I kind of put that on the back burner. And now seeing how many people you can help and how many people you can reach through the online space, I just wish we would have gotten more of an online presence back then and also just jumped in with our programming, because it truly is, for me, I absolutely love it. And I kind of get the debate too. And my students, and I talk about this a lot, they say, well, you know, it's people still really see the value in like in person. And yes, they do, but it's a different kind of value. Cause you have to remember, guys, like, your clients now are not the same clients that you would have had 5 years ago. They're busier. They're more strapped for time. They need quicker results. They need quicker workouts. So even when I go to the gym, for example, it takes me 15 minutes to walk to the gym, then I do my workout, and 15 minutes to walk back. So that's 30 minutes of wasted time. Whereas like if you are online training somebody or creating online programs, they don't need to drive to see you. So there's no wasted time. They can either follow you live streaming, or you can give them a program they can do at home. So it really, to me, is like shifting your mindset that, whoa, I'm not like, it's not that I'm adding, giving less value. I'm actually giving my clients what they need, because now we're so accustomed to doing things online and we expect it. So I'd say if you're not online, get online as soon as you can. Don't be afraid of it. Just try to embrace it and think in your mind, it's just something new to learn. There's this big scary stigma about it, but it's not. But I would say get online and just think about it in the way of that you are giving me and your clients where they are at and giving them what they need. And that's really what business is at the end of the day, right? You have a gift, you have an expertise that you can help somebody else get a result. And in exchange for that, they give you something called money, which again, supports your lifestyle. And then it all goes back around that you then spend somewhere else on another business that then gives them money. And then we all end up benefiting, right? So this is where, yeah, like just, I say, jump in and just go for it and get online. That's the one regret I have, I'd say. It was not a mistake. If I was talking about my mistakes, I'd be here for a long time. I'm sure maybe me and Amanda will do our top 5 mistakes in business, let you guys in on the behind the scenes of all the faux pas that we have done. Okay, so I have one last question, because we're going to just kind of wrap this up. So this one is from Jennifer. And Jennifer said, what is your one big goal that you want to create within your business? So just so you guys know, I talk a lot about mindset and goals. If you've listened to this podcast or if you've taken any of my programs, you know I never jump into any content before we start talking mindset. Because if you don't have what's right between your ears, it doesn't matter how much work you put into it, you will always go back to your old habits. And it's one of the hardest things for us to get out of is this idea in our minds of how things, not even how things should be, of our blocks. We put these limitations on ourselves, especially as women. It's funny, it's proven through science that we have a harder time of feeling like we're worthy than men do. And right now, let's just get that out of the way. You're worthy exactly the way you are right now. You don't need to do anything to yourself or, you know, add anything to it. But this is, it's something that I talk a lot about because, and I talk a lot about goals because not thinking of them in the sense of like, I'm not happy till I get there, but getting a realistic, clear picture of what you want to achieve, because once you get that clear picture, it makes it so much easier to get that thing that you want. So it could be a relationship. It could be a job. In our case, it's running in that fitness business, successfully being able to support ourselves doing what we love, which is everyone's goal, right? Like, who doesn't want to work a job that they literally love what they do and they make money doing it? Like, it's amazing. So my one big goal, I have a lot when it comes to Fit Chicks Academy, me personally, but my one big goal over the next pretty much year is I want to be a part of certifying 1,000 fitness and nutrition coaches. So it's a big goal for me and it's an exciting goal, but I've realized that the thing that makes me the most excited and lights me up is helping other women start and grow their careers in this industry. And that comes from really approaching it holistically. So knowing the fitness, knowing the nutrition, the wellness, the lifestyle, the mindset, all of the things that so many other fitness and nutrition courses are not talking about. And these are the types of leaders we need in our communities, guys. These are the type of leaders, like not ones who are just like, okay, you need to eat 3,500 calories less and work out, you know, 2 hours a day to lose weight. We need to look at people as a whole. And that means their bodies, and we all have a different body type, a different way we gain weight, lose weight, digest, grow, all these things, but also our lifestyles, because we all have very different lifestyles. And we're in a health crisis. And I think that we have one of the most important jobs in the world because we're part of the world of preventative health. And I think a lot of fitness and nutrition coaches do not get the kudos they deserve, because if you can get somebody to actually commit to a workout routine and eat healthy, you literally have pretty much save them from 90% of lifestyle related diseases. Most of the diseases we're dealing with today are all lifestyle related. So if you get them moving more and eating healthier and nourishing their body with the right foods, you literally have just, you know, changed the trajectory of their life. So it's something that I don't think we should take lightly. And me being in this industry, I want to think about how I can make the biggest impact. And that's something I know that both Amanda, myself, all of our team at Fit Chicks Academy, where we excel is we excel with giving people the tools, the right tools, the practical tools, making it happen for them to make sure that they can confidently and successfully grow their businesses. And then in turn, what ends up happening, it's a ripple effect, right, guys? So it's a ripple effect. We help somebody become a coach. We support them through their mindset changes. We help them grow a business. Then they, in their community, wherever they are, they start this business and they start inspiring other people to start moving and other people to start eating healthier, which then they bring to their families. And then it's just this ripple effect of health, keeping going. So that's what my big goal is. It's 1,000 fitness and nutrition coaches so we can truly start to change this health epidemic we're in. And I think we can do it. I truly believe we can do it. But, you know, we just need to get people more interested in this subject. So that's why one of the things we do this podcast, and I love it. I love all these questions and I love our listeners and I love everyone who sends in different like things and topics and stuff that they want to learn more about. Because if you have an interest in this area, if it's something that lights you up, oh my gosh, it's like the funnest area. It's the funnest place to work when you're just talking about fitness and healthy eating and, you know, detoxes and chilling and things like that. So if you have the interest, you're already 90% of the game. And if you have a business, if you've gotten certified and you're starting your business, and even if you just don't know the next steps, again, if you have that passion, that is the thing that's going to catapult you forward. Because learning how to grow a business, it's just learning a new skill, right? It's just going through the motions, learning the skill, practicing, and so forth. But the passion, you can't buy that. Okay, so those are my little Q&A with Laura today. So my top three kind of life business lessons from my experience and my goals. So I really hope that this has inspired you guys. And of course, I'm sorry, again, I'm a bit sick, so I'm kind of snotty sounding. But if you guys have any questions at all, of course, hit us up on our Facebook group at Fitchix Academy Programs. Email us at info@fitchix.ca. We have two incredible programs starting. We have our Fitness and Nutrition Expert Certification. We also have our Holistic Nutrition Weight Loss Expert. So come be a part of my 1,000. And let's just keep on blowing this up and getting more and more people moving and eating well and a healthier world all around. And also for you guys, start doing what you love. So again, have an amazing day. Check us out at fitchixacademy.com, and I will talk to you guys next week. Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Fit Chicks Chat Podcast. Want more healthy love? Visit www.fitchicks.com for amazing resources, free workouts, recipes, tips, and so much more to help you live your healthiest and fiercest life, inside and out.